Chapter 24. Ephraim. Scoogie.
Listen up and listen good, I say, just like my Tessarias did half a life ago. 200 black-eyed assassins watch me inside the empty hangar with suspicion, taken from the remnants of tribes shattered by gold after Sephi joined the Rising and formed into one of the most feared assassin groups in the war. They're all prime specimens, and not one of this Scoogie band is over 30. Some, like their leader, Freyhild, are barely taller than I am. Others are built like tree stumps, others taller even than Ragnar Volaris. Others spindly and clever-faced. Each wears their bone-white hair in a topknot and a pale blue sleeveless tunic with the all-tribes winged crest tattooed in black on either shoulder. Those will have to go. My name is Ephraim T. Horn, and I was once considered the third best freelancer in Hyperion, which means I was the third best freelancer alive. 2 months ago, I became the best. Those rumours you've heard, they're true. I stole the heir of the Reaper and the Sovereign, and the hell-spawn of the Goblin and Victor Audulii. And I stole them twice. With nothing but a red, a green, and an obsidian. Oh, and the second time, I did it solo. They're skeptical. Good. They take their cues from Freyhild, who looks at me as I'd look at Volga, trying to teach me how to use a coffee maker. I glance at Osgard, who stands beside me, nodding along, as if I spoke the greatest wisdom ever known. Since my fateful meeting with Sephi, he's shadowed me like a somnolent ghost, eating walnuts, sleeping outside my door, and sometimes in my room, with absolutely zero understanding of personal space, private property, or hygiene. Somewhere in that time, he claims to be teaching Pax and Electra the ways of the obsidian, but frankly, I doubt it. I know drug addicts, and he smacks of one. Now, you lot have done some killing. You know that business. You've fallen in rains, stormed breaches, killed ghouls and a whole lot of people that look just like me. You know asymmetrical warfare, direct action, and reconnaissance, like the top of your bleached pubes. But your natural talents are not enough. Your queen is of a mind that the world is changing and you must change with it. Freyhild yawns. I jab a finger at her. You, what's the best way to take out a kill squad of fully armoured gold? When they stop to piss, she answers. There's laughter. Wrong. With a high-powered neodymium magnet. That would not kill them, she says. Killing ain't your mission anymore. Your queen wants a kingdom, so she needs operators focused on the mission, not the kill. EMP would be better, Freyhild says. Wrong, moron, I say, irritating her savage sensibilities. Unless it's nuclear-powered, you ain't going to do shit to that new armour. You're 2 years late. If you're not reading mechanical specs, you're not doing your job. When was the last time you read a spec report, Scoogie? Freyhild doesn't answer. Thought so. I will teach you unconventional domestic warfare. Soak Legion spycraft, surveillance, counter-surveillance, how to dance a laser grid, subvert security systems, foster insurrection on enemy soil, groom assets of every colour without beating them to a pulp, talk about anything for 10 minutes, use neodymium magnets, hotwire anything with an engine, manipulate anything with a prick or gash, and how to do it all without anyone knowing you're ever there. You will become ghost soldiers of the city jungle. You will not just become part of the underworld, you will own it. And I will make you appreciate the works of the Spanish surrealists, because they are the best artists the world ever conspired to create, and they are unappreciated by modern society. Are there any questions? They stare back blankly. Osgard clears his throat.
Ephraim!
Yes, Osgard.
Forgot
to mention. Only half speak common. I close my eyes. I hate you.